WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Three burglary suspects have been caught after a hunt that resulted from speeding in a school zone yesterday afternoon. College Station Police Chief Jeff Capp says the traffic stop was in front of Rock Prairie Elementary School at Dover and Welsh and involved two men and one woman.
After they got them stopped, started talking to the individuals, seemed suspicious on exactly where they may be going and what they were up to.
After the motorcycle officer found what appeared to be stolen property, one of the men ran away. A perimeter search was set up hoping to catch the man, and four schools were locked down, but officers were unsuccessful until several hours later when the man was found in a tree in the area bordered by Regal Road, Nottingham, and Rock Prairie. The man fled again by jumping onto a roof and escaping into a backyard, but with the assistance of the Bryan K-9 team, he was caught around 11:30 near the intersection of Nottingham and Abbey Lane. He then was taken to College Station Medical Center with non-incapacitating injuries. Police say the man who ran was identified as 25-year-old Johan Cruz of Houston, and he's also wanted for burglary in Houston. 27-year-old Richard Rivas of Columbia, South America, and 22-year-old Gloria Cardoso, also of Columbia, were also arrested. And the stolen property, which included about $47,000 worth of jewelry, was returned to the victims. An accident involving farm equipment in Robertson County yesterday morning killed a woman. DPS says around 7:30, a Bremon man was using a farm tractor to tow a shredder northward on FM 2954, about 5 miles north of Bremon, when a car, driven by 38-year-old Jennifer Nichols of Huffman, struck the shredder from behind. Huffman, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was killed at the scene, and the tractor overturned, but its driver was not injured. Officers believe Huffman's vision was impaired by sunlight. Parliamentary procedure got in the way of the Bryan City Council for anyone wanting to know why there was no discussion about denying a rezoning request allowing a country music nightclub to be built on Highway 30 east of Harvey Road.
Well, we can't discuss it if we don't have a motion and a second, and then we go into discussion. So since it died for lack of second, there wasn't any discussion from any of the council members on the item.
Mayor Jason Bayensky says he and other council members were contacted after the Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously endorsed the application.
Then when it comes to council, more people are educated, informed about what's going on, and we did have some concerns on some of the residential subdivisions surrounding the area, and some concern from the first responders and public responders, and so it did die for lack of second, and it did not pass the Bryan City Council.
Bayensky also says the owner of Rockies is exploring other locations that have proper zoning. For many, this Saturday's A&M home football opener will be their first visit to Kyle Field. A suggestion from Assistant Athletics Director Steve Miller on the Studio 12 show carried on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone is to not bring your bags to the game.
Somebody brings a little backpack or a cinch bag or a purse or, a binoculars case. That puts you all in a bag check line right there. If you're going to bring binoculars, just wear them around your neck.
Miller says Kyle Field's family of Mexican free-tail bats have moved from the north end of the stadium.
They recently lost their lease and relocated over to the east side to be with the students. So if you come in contact with a bat, you see a bat, please do not pick it up. Don't touch it. Just alert a law enforcement officer or an usher or stadium personnel.
Miller also reminds fans they can bring their own water bottles into the stadium. The search committee for the next president of A&M has been announced. System Chancellor John Sharp has chosen 9 fellow Aggies. 7 voting members of the committee are Board of Regents members Cliff Thomas and Elaine Mendoza, Professors John Gladz, Joanne Lupton, and John Stallone, and 2 business executives who are Aggie graduates, Dan Hughes of Beeville and Cindy Taylor of Houston. They're joined by 2 non-voting members, Lisa Blum, the chair of the A&M Staff Council, and student body president Reed Joseph. Hired to assist the committee was an international search firm based in Los Angeles. No timeline was announced for completing the search process. As President Obama considers options to punish the Syrian government for chemical weapons attacks on civilians, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is against military involvement.
Congress ought to go back into session and have the administration lay out its case for action in Syria. As we all know, the Constitution provides that Congress is the only body that has the right to declare war.
That includes troops and weapons.
What's happening in Syria is a tragedy, but the United States is not the humanitarian police force for the world.
Flores says sending weapons to Syria would lead to them getting into the hands of American enemies. Also, a reminder that the congressman holds his next town hall meeting a week from today at Rudder High School, starting at 5:30. And Normangee's police chief has been arrested, and a second person is sought by federal authorities. Prosecutors say Jody Navarro is accused of assisting a woman suspected of selling methamphetamine. The 40-year-old chief, who lives in Madisonville, is in federal custody and has a court hearing scheduled for next Tuesday. Still at large is 45-year-old Brenda Antoinette Evans of Normangee. She's accused of meth possession with the intent to distribute. Navarro is accused of running a background check at Evans' request on a police computer. He's been with the department about 4 years and was named chief earlier this month. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 76 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Ashley Furniture Home Store, American Lube Center, Team Auto, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
I'm Dr. David Dudica. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike for the last 5 years. He's been real honest and straightforward. As a matter of fact, all my kids even buy their vehicles from him now. So I'd recommend him for all your vehicle needs.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Good morning, it's 6:15. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
The weather remains warm as we approach the Labor Day weekend. We'll have partial sunshine with a high between 95 and 100 degrees today. Overnight, clear to partly cloudy conditions, lows 75 to 80. Sunshine tomorrow, highs anywhere from 96 to 101. It'll be clear tomorrow night, about 75 to 80. Saturday, there'll be more in the way of sunshine. Highs will be 97 to 102. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. They've come to a conclusion on Johnny Manziel before the first game. We'll tell you what that conclusion was. Also, we'll get you caught up.
Oh, come on.
Okay, he got to set up at a half.
They already know.
Theoretically, however,
yeah,
because they said he's done nothing wrong,
yeah,
then the three of us should have to sit out the first half of the game as well.
What?
We haven't done anything wrong, neither has he. That's what the NCAA said.
Well, he hasn't violated NCAA rules.
Neither have we.
Well, I understand, but there may have been some team rule that he...
Oh, I know.
I think, yeah.
I'm being facetious.
I know, because we don't ever break any of the rules here.
But no. Ricky Seals-Jones, however...
Yeah, that's quite a story, isn't it?
Dad
yeah.
says, you know, I was offered $300,000, and then a couple schools said, we'll double that to $600,000, and then somebody really bellied up and said, we're going to hook you up with season tickets at Luxury School, Luxury Skybox, $1,000 a month, and then we'll give you the family $500.
Yeah.
We'll get you caught up on all that stuff coming up here in sports.
And he didn't even go to school at any of that.
No.
So, I was trying to find, and we don't have it, the hourly weather graph for Saturday. Wait a minute. I may be able to find it.
Dun, dun, dun.
What's Saturday's date? Friday. Here we go.
31st.
Saturday. That's right. Okay. Here we go. What time's the kickoff?
Noon.
At noon. Okay, let's go to like 1 o'clock and let's see what they say.
6,000 degrees.
Yeah. it'll be, let's see. Yeah, it says it'll be like you're a foot from the sun. Okay.
There you go.
Actually, what they're saying is it'll be 97 degrees at 1 o'clock.
Mas agua.
Just be, yeah. Just, yeah. Start hydrating right now.
Yes.
I'd say. And there'll be plenty of hydrating going on. I don't think you have to worry about that.
There will be cool zones, however, set up inside the McFerrin Indoor Track Complex.
Yeah, I hear they got to do that. That's something different because they used to do that kind of stuff over at Jolly Raleigh, but it's probably not a safe place to be doing that now.
Well, Jolly Raleigh's basically just a big hole.
Yeah, you don't want a brick to fall on your head.
No, anyhow, so that's fine. All right, so this is, I guess, what we would call pant karma.
Pant karma?
Pant karma. This is the kind of thing that you wish would happen more often, but it did happen. And that is New York police say 21-year-old Joel Donaldson allegedly punched a woman on Tuesday afternoon and tried to run off with her cell phone. As the officer went into pursuit, his job became much easier because Joel's sagging pants fell all the way down to his ankles. He tripped, he fell, and the officer got him.
I've said that for years, like, wearing those saggy pants seems awfully counterproductive.
Well, there you go. It's pant karma this morning, so there. Always, and that's the kind of thing that would go viral on YouTube, I would think. Maybe that'll be posted.
I'd love it if it was.
Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
I'm sure it's a style thing, but I just cannot in any world understand what that's about. Kind of like putting the folding lawn chairs on the roof of the house.
Well, it came from people trying to represent their friends who went to prison and blah, 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 and they lost weight. But actually, then it just looks dumb because your butt's hanging out.
Yeah.
St. Joseph Eagle Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
Jeff Paradowski, attorney at law. Kelly Bird Dozer, Texas Fleet Outfitters inside Napa Superstore. Spirit of Texas Bank, Memorial Funeral Chapel. Kraus Paint and Body, Equity Real Estate, Fast Signs. Seb Check Service Center, Jackie Voss Allstate Insurance. Jason Bayansky, BCR Realtor, and Surf Pro of the Brazos Valley.
Listen to St. Joseph Football as the Eagles go for the Division III TAP State Championship in 2013.
So, you're trying to be proud that you have a friend who's in prison? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, I guess you could be proud, but it's more like you're saying, I didn't forget you. But then it's posers, too.
That's not really what it was for.
Oh, yeah?
No.
See, I thought it was because, I mean, I have
in
heard
prison,
that.
In prison, it means you're available. I'm not going to go any farther than that. That's where it started. Kids saw the kids wearing them like that in prison and went, oh, that must be cool.
Okay, that's stupid.
Oh, dear.
All right, it's time for a More Herbs, Less Salt Day. More Herbs, Less Salt.
Cool.
Invite Herb to lunch. It's Individual Rights Day. It's According to Hoyle Day, which is kind of an old saying now, but it's Mary Poppins Day. It's National Whiskey Sour Day. And this was a great day for the city of New Orleans and Ray Nagin. Katrina blew through New Orleans. Why didn't he get him in the school buses?
Nobody knows.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, and also, if you are a fan of the movie Terminator, today is Judgment Day, so, do what you need to with that. All right, for birthdays.
Michael Jackson would have been 55 today.
Uh-huh.
John McCain is 77.
Yeah, which is young for a United States senator. He's almost a whippersnapper.
Okay. Rebecca De Mornay is 54. Dan Truman is 57 from Diamond Rio. Roman Leitch, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Whatever happened to him? Whatever happened to that
guy? I don't know.
Yeah.
I like your imitation, though. I wish you could talk like that often on the show.
Oh, God, that would be annoying for everyone.
Oh, it would be so funny.
Joel Schumacher is 74. Elliot Gould. Ross and Monica's dad on Friends and also MASH and several other movies is 75 today. And Sir Richard Attenborough is 90.
Okay. All right, I think that's James Brady. He's still alive, the ex-Reagan press secretary who was shot during the assassination attempt. And, of course, legislation named after him. 73 today. All right, 6:22.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, according to a report released this week by the Government Accountability Office, the U.S. taxpayer, by the way, that's you, will fund $313 million in home mortgage payments. Are you ready for this? For Palestinians living on the West Bank. And that's not all. The U.S. will also guarantee $110 million in loans to small and medium-sized businesses located where? On the West Bank. But don't worry, because the GAO says it has checked the foreign bankers and executives it is dealing with in the West Bank loan program for terrorist connections. That ought to make you feel better. There are no terrorist connections. Why not the American people? How about them getting those loans?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. WGAW. I know you're interested in protecting what's important to you. Now, whether we're talking about your family or your freedom, you're passionate. Now, I'm the same way. And I'm also passionate about Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. If you're in business, you know how costly losing your important files can be, so don't risk it. Protect what's yours with Mosey, a cloud service that backs up your spreadsheets, your presentations, and all the other files automatically. Mosey, you set it, you forget it. And best of all, lets you access them wherever you are, whenever you want. And you can use your tablet or your smartphone. The Mosey Cloud is lined with Tritanium, meaning it triple protects your data with military-grade security, world-class data management, and from a business built to last. Now, it's easy to use, and of course, you get peace of mind, which is huge. Now, if it's important to you, Mosey will protect it, which is why you need Mosey. Now, we use it here at the Sean Hannity Show, and it has never let us down. It won't let you down either. Just go to their website, Mosey.com, M-O-Z-Y.com, and you save 15% when you put in the promo code Hannity15.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall, football, and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
The Dow Jones Report brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-3018. 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
Trying for a huge communications deal, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Verizon is once again pursuing the possibility of buying out its wireless partner, Vodafone Group. Vodafone confirms the talks between the two companies have been rekindled. The Wall Street Journal reports Verizon has started talking to banks about financing for a potential deal. Rising property values mean growing numbers of homeowners have equity in their homes. But Zillow says just under a quarter of all homeowners with a mortgage still owe more than their homes are worth. Many are so far underwater it will take years for them to regain equity. Johnson & Johnson will work with academic researchers in Belgium and the Wellcome Trust Medical Charity to try to develop treatments for dengue fever. There are currently no medications or vaccines for dealing with the mosquito-borne tropical disease. Dengue fever is the fastest spreading disease of its kind. Experts estimate there'll be upwards of 400 million new infections worldwide this year. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
When you booked with booking.com, did you expect this?
Caviar.
Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live?
Chic.
Look at the booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath.
French stuff.
Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, booking.com. Booking.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Good morning, Brazos Valley. Weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF. More of the same, high temperature about 100 degrees, low temperature tonight, probably about 76 or so. No mention of rain in the forecast. We're doing that all the way till Tuesday of next week. It's 75 right now.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Ken Walsh with Keys and Walsh Construction. We've been buying vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for almost 5 years. We recommend Mike because of his honesty, and he makes it convenient in our company.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Some simple things anyone can do to reduce their exposure to potentially cancer-causing toxins. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-417-5801. 1-800-417-5801. That's 1-800-417-5801. 1-800-417-5801.
Exposure to toxic substances seems to be a leading cause of cancer, but why do some people get it and others don't when they're exposed to the same level of toxins?
There's a wide range of vulnerability. Some people, like my grandfather, who lived to 97, are pretty tough.
Cancer expert Deborah Davis, author of the book The Secret War on Cancer.
He could drink whiskey, he could chew tobacco, he worked around industrial equipment his whole life, and he was a pretty hardy guy. There are others who are going to be exquisitely sensitive, and a very small amount of something over a long period of time is going to increase their vulnerability. And unfortunately, we don't have a way to tell whether you're tough like my grandfather or weak like other people.
So we all have to do what we can to reduce our exposure to toxins, starting around the house.
And read labels. And if the label has a skull and crossbones on it, or a long list of things you can't pronounce, then find out if there's something safer that you can use. For cleaning in your home, baking soda works just about as well as most cleansers. Vinegar and water can clean a lot of things anywhere in the home.
And when you're food shopping,
there are some foods that you need to buy organic, like berries and peaches and apples. But there are others where you don't need to do that at all. Onions, avocado, mango, banana, pineapple, things with shells and skin that you would never eat. And generally, farmers are moving toward less reliance on toxic pesticides, and that's a good thing.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTOW News Time is 6:29. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. 8 hours after a manhunt was initiated, College Station police captured three people suspected of burglarizing a home yesterday. College Station Police Chief Jeff Capp says a vehicle with one woman and two men was stopped near Rock Prairie Elementary School by a motorcycle officer for speeding in a school zone.
We were actually
investigating the possibility they're involved in some burglary of habitations that occurred in the city earlier. So that's what we're looking at right now.
After officers found what appeared to be stolen property, one of the two men bolted. That led to College Station and Bryan Police setting up a search perimeter, which resulted in a shelter-in-place order at Rock Prairie and three other schools. Working together, around 9:30, they were able to narrow the area down and located the man in a tree, but he escaped again when he jumped onto the roof of a house in Nottingham, then into a backyard. Finally, with the help of the Bryan Canine Unit, they caught the man, identified as 25-year-old Johan Cruz of Houston, 2 hours later. Cruz will be booked into the CSPD holding facility after receiving treatment for non-incapacitating injuries at the College Station Medical Center. He's also wanted out of Harris County for burglary of a habitation with a $55,000 bond. Other arrests included 22-year-old Gloria Cardoso of Colombia, South America, and 27-year-old Richard Rivas, also of Colombia. The property was returned to the victims and included about $47,000 worth of jewelry. The night before last, the Bryan City Council rejected a rezoning request to build a country music nightclub on Highway 30 east of Harvey Road. Mayor Jason Bayensky says opponents did not know until after the Planning Commission unanimously endorsed the application earlier this month.
Sometimes people forget about the planning and zoning process. You don't have people showing up for the public hearings, and sometimes they're not communicating and calling and emailing their PNC members. But they will email and contact and visit with their council members.
Bayensky says Rockies may appear at another location that has proper zoning.
There's one location that was already an existing nightclub in Bryan that could be converted into this nicer nightclub. So I think there'll be some other options that we can look at in existing areas that were further away from residential neighborhoods.
Bayensky says the council did not discuss the rezoning because there was not a second to the motion approving the request. An international recruiting firm has been hired, and 9 Aggies have been appointed to find the next president of A&M. No timeline was announced by System Chancellor John Sharp to choose the successor to Bowen Lofton. The 7 voting members of the search committee include 3 professors. They're former faculty Senate Speaker John Stiloney, Joanne Lupton, and John Glads. There are 2 members of the Board of Regents, Elaine Mendoza and Cliff Thomas, and there are 2 graduates who are business executives, Cindy Taylor of Houston and Dan Hughes of Beeville. 2 more members of the committee will not have a vote, student body president Reed Joseph and the chair of the A&M Staff Council, Lisa Blum. The demolition of G. Raleigh White Coliseum means moving Saturday morning Spirit Walk before the A&M football game to the Association of Former Students building.
There will be a kids' yell practice at about 2.5 hours before game time in the Ring Plaza. And then as we get closer to the team's arrival, the Aggie band will form up into in the street. Once the team unloads, we'll walk up Houston Street into the side of Bright Building through the C lot or lot 48.
Assistant Athletics Director Steve Miller on the Studio 12 show, carried on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone, says with the noon kickoff and high temperatures in triple digits, bring sunscreen and water.
Sure, we're going to be selling water and drinks. Yeah, that's fine. But you can bring your own. We're not going, no, you must buy ours. You can bring your own.
Yeah,
that's fine. Bring it.
Miller says after the game, they'll find purses and trash cans because fans won't want to wait in long lines. A week from today, Congressman Bill Flores holds his next town hall meeting, which will be at Rutter High School starting at 5:30. Flores says Congress should return to Washington to hear the Obama administration's ideas for dealing with violence in Syria.
Sending weapons into the area just will undoubtedly put weapons in the hands of our enemies. If we want to solve this, we have to go in with our troops, and we just don't have a strategic interest in the area.
Flores doesn't want a repeat of what happened in Libya.
We destabilized that country. And we got 4 of our folks killed later on in the Benghazi consulate attack. So I'm against these types of action, whether with other countries or unilaterally.
Flores says the only strategic interest the United States would have in the region is to assist Israel. Sunlight might have played a part in a fatal Robertson County accident yesterday morning. DPS reports that around 7:30, a Bremon man towing a shredder with a farm tractor and a car driven by 38-year-old Jennifer Nichols of Huffman were both going north on FM 2954 about 5 miles north of Bremon when Huffman drove into the back of the shredder. The tractor flipped and its driver was not injured, but Huffman, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was killed. And federal authorities say they have arrested the new police chief in Normandy for assisting a woman accused of selling methamphetamines. 40-year-old Jody Navarro of Madisonville was named chief earlier this month and has been with the department about 4 years. He's scheduled to make a court appearance next Tuesday. Prosecutors say Navarro used a police computer to run a background check for 45-year-old Brenda Antoinette Evans of Normandy. An arrest warrant has been issued for Evans on a charge of possessing meth with the intent to distribute. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 76 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
It only takes 6.2 seconds for the BMW 528i to go from 0 to 60. That's also about how long it takes to realize that it is faster and more fuel efficient than its top rivals. And it's more than enough time for you to realize that no other car is quite like a 528i. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine. Speed claims based on specs from manufacturer sites. Fuel comparisons based on EPA estimates.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Grab your family and friends and come to the Brazos County Expo on Tuesday, September 17th for the Taste of Home Cooking School. Learn new recipes and helpful cooking tips and techniques. Fun door prizes and great cooking ideas. Tickets on sale for $12 at HEB Villa Maria store in Bryan, Celebrity Spa and Salon in College Station, the Brazos County Expo Complex, and the Eagle. Brought to you in part by the Eagle, Atkinson Toyota, Celebrity Spa and Salon, HEB, Factory Builder Stores, and Ashley Furniture Home Store. SOS Ministries invites you to their 12th annual banquet, He Wants Them All, October 1st from 6:30 to 8 p.m.
God, if just one comes out, one just like me comes out, I dedicate my life this day. And he whispered back in my ear, and he said, JJ, I don't just want one, I want them all.
SOS Ministries, celebrating 20 years, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media. Go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
Good morning, it's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill, bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Hot weather continues to build across the region. We're going to be partly sunny today, and we'll find our temperatures between 95 and 100 later this afternoon. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight. Overnight lows between 75 and 80. Tomorrow's going to be partly to mostly sunny with temperatures between 96 and 101. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Sunny, warmer for Saturday with highs between 97 and 102. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The best thing is it's done. They know the penalty. They can move on.
Penalty is a half a game. We're talking about Johnny Manziel and autograph gate. I don't think anybody's thrown that out there yet. Nonetheless, we'll get you caught up on everything that's going on behind the scenes there. Also, a report coming out from CBSSports.com about Ricky Seals-Jones and other schools, not A&M, but other schools offering his family in the neighborhood of $600,000, plus Major League Baseball and a whole lot more. We'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
There you go. So I don't remember right now. It was Kat, let's back through your news and see what there was. There were a couple of things in there.
Oh,
that were kind of interesting.
Okay.
They were kind of interesting. Yeah, just, you know, roll it backwards and let's see what we had.
All right. Normandy.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good place to start. Okay, this guy is in federal custody for allegedly helping a woman deal meth. And, you know, you think the Normandy city council are looking at the feds going, could you have maybe just let us know before we made this guy chief of police less than a month ago, and now there he is in the big-time hooskow. That was pretty cool. All right, backwards.
There's only one police officer now in Normandy.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
A fatal accident
no.
in Robinson County.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Congressman Bill Flores.
No.
The the Spirit Walk being moved to the Association.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. I saw Steve Miller the other day, and we were talking about that, and that's, you know, that's a big deal. That's there's some changes that are going on because of G. Raleigh White being knocked down and having to kind of logistically make some choices here.
The quest for a new president of A&M.
Oh, yeah, we got a bunch of folks there and two non-voting members, right? Heard that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Jason Bienski talking about the...
He's the mayor of Bryan. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yes.
He's on here sometimes. So. Plays Jethro trivia, stuff like that. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And generally nice guy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Are you name dropping?
Yeah. So now what are we doing for our cat rant today?
You know...
Do we have a cat rant today?
No.
Please do, because that was terribly entertaining.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I try not to.
Oh, it was awesome.
No. Well, what do you mean try not? No, that's the whole idea.
I'm a news person.
No,
I'm supposed to be neutral.
No. You have a platform here. No. You have to understand. No. Go back and listen to the radio show when Chase Murphy was in there, and it's... You know, you wear one hat to...
I've listened to it before, and y'all were making fun of my alma mater.
Well, no, but if you'll listen, he would read the news, but, you know, when the time came, he also had opinions on things. So, no, it's really all right. It's fine. And making fun of your alma mater is just a regular thing. So, you know, that happened before Chase was here, and it'll happen, you know, long after we're gone.
In the parlance of radio, that's called a benchmark.
Yeah.
It's just something that happens as part of the show.
Oh, I see.
And again, I had many good friends in the Baylor Athletic Department and, you know, used to cover them and all that, and yeah, but they're still Baylor. So
I'm not really sure what you're looking for. Are you talking about the College Station, the manhunt? That's all the news.
That's fine. No, the Norma G thing's cool. That's great. That's all right.
Oh, that's what you're looking for.
That's fine. That's good. Yeah, I thought that was timing on that was unfortunate.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Folks in
Norma G. So yesterday, if you didn't hear it, Kat ranted, and if our website were working, it'd be up there, but we're having problems with our website right now.
It's got the hiccups.
Yeah, it does. But she ranted about the president, but Kat, maybe he was listening. Maybe he heard you.
I don't think he would care. Well, number one, I don't think I said anything that wasn't factual. I wasn't, just saying ugly stuff. I think if he heard it, he would go, well, since he never admits to anything that he actually is with, you just have to watch his actions. But I think in his heart, he would know that all that stuff was true, even if he won't come out and say, like, you know, I'm pro this and anti that.
But his view of things might be different than yours. What's interesting is...
might be.
Yeah. So the president, of course, the featured speaker yesterday at the big event. They have a different big event than we have here.
Although I'd like to see the president paint someone's house.
Yeah. And it's interesting, he had... This is a quote from his speech, which I have trouble disagreeing with. Part of it was, and what had once been a call for equality of opportunity, the chance for all Americans to work hard and get ahead, was too often framed as a mere desire for government support. And if we had no agency in our own for our own liberation, as if poverty was an excuse for not raising your child, and the bigotry of others was reason to give up on yourself. Now think about that. As he speaks to those people who are seeking civil rights, again, saying that you don't frame this on your desire for government support. And just because you have no agency for your own liberation doesn't mean that you should quit raising your kid. Doesn't mean you shouldn't be a responsible parent. I mean, I like that. But then here comes PBS to race bait yesterday. I mean... In an interview...
That's after he completely shot capitalism in the foot,
well,
too.
Well, of course. I understand that. But and if he would have spoken from day one more about personal responsibility and raising your children no matter who you are or where you come from, then we all as Americans, in other words, all the boats would rise as the tide goes up. But yesterday, he's in an interview with PBS, and they asked him if there were situations where GOP opposition to him and the continued gridlock in Washington was race-based.
Of course he'll think it is, whether it is or it isn't.
No, he doesn't believe it is.
Oh, yeah?
What I'm saying is, no.
They set him up for that.
Why is PBS asking him that question? How stupid is that? You know, part of the problem about racial tension is that you have people like the media who decide that they want to make that an important issue.
Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesse Jackson.
That's right. Anyway, he said...
You got something in your throat.
Really. This is what the president said. Quote, well, you know, I was on stage at the MLK Memorial with President Clinton, and I remember him having a pretty hard time with the Republicans as well. There's a habit sometimes of just Democrat presidents generally being... there is a habit sometimes of just Democratic presidents generally being efforts being made to delegitimize them
in some fashion. Nobody now, ever delegitimizes right. Republican yeah. presidents.
George Bush, thank you. So it's and that's fine. He gets a chance to take his shot at the Republicans. But he did back away from the very idea of trying this race baiting that PBS decided that they wanted to try. It just Oh, and by the way, have you noticed that after yesterday, did you notice that all these celebrations over the past week, there was very little of the actual I Have a Dream speech that was broadcast or printed?
It's like it's copyrighted.
Well, it's, see, and it shouldn't be. What's happened is that the King family and their estate have pretty well addressed it as a copyrighted piece. And so what they've done is forced media outlets to pay licensing fees over the years. And I don't know that it is necessarily copyrighted.
It was done in a public forum
right.
like that. It was.
Mm-hmm. But the whole idea of you don't want the publicity of having the Martin Luther King family suing you for airing or printing this speech. And so people have just either paid or just not done anything about it. And it's interesting, the Washington Post had a pretty good summary about the whole legal theory behind this and the litigation history surrounding the speech. But that's the reason that you've not heard or seen as much. And let's hear it for Missouri.
Yeah.
The state legislature appears to have the votes to override the governor's veto of a bill that would make it illegal for federal agents to enforce the federal gun laws in Missouri. The legislation not only declares federal gun laws to be null and void within the state's borders, it actually makes it illegal for federal agents to try to enforce them. In fact, state residents would be able to sue any arresting federal officer. The measure also makes it illegal for journalists to print the name of gun owners. Critics say the measure doesn't stand a chance in the courts. Yeah, but it takes the light off Texas for a little
stubborn
while.
Stubborn as a Missouri mule. Well, love it, love it, love it.
Well, and again, you know, that's what the state animal is, you know.
Yes, it is.
So it works right out.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryan or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
As summer turns toward fall, many of us find that we have less than perfect turf. Determining why the grass isn't doing its best is our first step in changing the situation. I'll be back with some of the possibilities right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Is your turf grass losing the battle? Well, one of the main causes might be insufficient light. St. Augustine and Fescue have to have 4 to 6 hours of direct sunlight daily to hold their own, and more if you want them to grow well. Bermuda needs 6 to 8, as do most other lawn grasses. If a spot in your yard falls short of that lighting, the grass will die away. The darker the area, the more quickly the grass will thin and die. Usually you can tell by looking. It's almost like a bullseye up around the trunk of the tree. If you have that kind of a problem, planting more sod isn't going to solve the problem. It's just going to add to your frustration. What's the solution? Well, you might want to try a grass that's more shade tolerant, and that would mean St. Augustine or Fescue. If you've tried St. Augustine in most of Texas, and if it failed, you might try removing one or two of the lowest branches to get more sun to the grass. If that's not feasible, or if you've already tried it, your third and last choice is to use a shade tolerant ground cover like Mondo grass. Of course, that's not a true grass. It's monkey grass. Ophiopogon is a third name. Liriope or one of the ivies would be other alternatives. Then it might be inadequate water. You'll generally see this problem developing in lawns that are tended by automatic sprinkling systems where heads are always in the very same spots each time the system runs. Sprinklers are pressure dependent. While they may function well in the spring when pressures are high, they may not cover the area thoroughly by the summer. When that happens, you can see the actual spray patterns in the turf. It's green in one spot and brown a foot away. Now, if you're pulling a hose and a sprinkler, you'll be more likely to vary the placement enough that no particular spot becomes parched. If you have temporary dry spots in a lawn watered by an automatic system, the same type of hose-in sprinkler could offer short-term relief. Maybe it's poor soil conditions. Maybe it's builder debris that's buried just beneath the soil surface. Probe around a little bit. See what you can see if you have bare spots and if you've ruled out the other possibilities. Maybe it's excessive traffic, pets and kids trampling the grass. You know if that's happening. And in those cases, you just have to move that traffic elsewhere in your yard. Could be insect problems like chinch bugs in hot spots in St. Augustine on the brightest, sunniest, hottest part of your yard. Or it could be diseases like gray leaf spot in St. Augustine. It could also be Pythium, southern blight, or cottony blight in Bermuda grass, where big areas die in patches very suddenly in the summer. Those are possibilities of why turf grass would be losing the battle. Hopefully one or more of them will help you solve your dilemmas. I'm Neil Sperry. In our next program, Late Summer Pruning. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:54. Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Johnny Manziel will be sitting out the first half of Saturday's game with A&M and Rice. He has been suspended by A&M and the NCAA for his part in signing autographs. It was determined that he did not receive compensation for the signings. The school and the NCAA say they found no evidence the quarterback was paid for signing autographs, but did commit an inadvertent violation by signing of certain autographs. Here's ESPN's Brett McMurphy on the situation.
The only thing that could have been better is he wasn't suspended at all. But the best thing is it's done. They know the penalty. They can move on. The worst case scenario would have been if it would have continued and there would have been the unknown going into the opener, kind of like Miami. It's Miami's situation is dragged on now for 3 years. They never know when it's going to end. A&M knows what the penalty is. One half, he sits out, they move on. Best case scenario for Texas A&M. I don't think they could have wished for anything better.
One of the other stipulations from the NCAA and the school is that Johnny Manziel must address the team regarding the situation, and A&M will revise its future education concerns with student athletes and autographs for individuals with multiple items. In Manziel's absence, the Aggies will use either junior Matt Jokel or freshman Kenny Hill. Jokel has thrown just 11 passes in his college career, while Hill, who started at South Lake Carroll last year, threw for 2,291 yards. Saturday's game, kickoff at noon. Pregame starts at 11 on Newstalk 1620 WTAW, of course. Texas A&M incoming freshman Sarah McIntyre rode to a non-pro championship in the 2013 Virginia Horse Racing Association Derby. Congratulations to her. From CBSSports.com, the father of true freshman Texas A&M wide receiver Ricky Seals-Jones has said that his five-star son was the subject of a pay-for-play bidding war, a war that he and his son elected to avoid by committing to the Aggies. Chester Jones told Yahoo Sports that two schools, one SEC and one ACC, had each offered to double a previous offer of $300,000 for Seals-Jones' signature on a letter of intent, bringing the total number now to $600,000. This all comes from a book that's going to be released called The System, The Glory of the Big, The Glory and Scandal of Big Time College Football by CBS News reporter Armin Katane. Jones goes on and alleges that a top 20 program other than A&M offered $300,000 in cash, use of a luxury suite during football season, 8 season tickets, and $1,000 per month for Ricky and $500 a month for the family. Moving on to Major League Baseball, Avisail Garcia hit a 3-run homer to lead the Chicago White Sox to a 6-1 win over the Houston Astros last night. On the Texas Rangers side, Linnoeus Martin homered and drove in a career-high 4 runs as the Texas Rangers romped past the Mariners 12-4. They really took advantage of Felix Hernandez, and here's Coach Ron Washington.
I mean, we came out, and, you know, when he left some fastballs out over the plate, we didn't miss him. We found a barrel of bat, and we were able to put some runs on him.
The AL West leading Rangers tagged Felix Hernandez for 9 runs on 11 hits in 3 innings. Former Cy Young winner ERA climbed from 2.6 to 2.9 in the single game. Dallas Cowboys defensive tackle Jay Ratliff says there is no issue with his hamstring. That means a setback that will just cost him the first 6 weeks of 6 games is related to a growing injury that was surgically repaired 8 months ago. And here's head coach Jason Garrett for the Cowboys.
Well, we have a lot of confidence. You hear me talk a lot about, you know, injuries provide opportunities. And we've given a lot of different guys opportunities since the start of training camp. And what we've tried to do is give them a chance to show us what they can do. And a lot of guys have done that to different levels. And we put the next guy in, we keep going forward.
Ratliff missed the first 4 games of last season with an ankle injury and the last 6 with the same groin problem. In MMA action last night, Carlos Condit cut down Martin Kaepernick in a TKO 4th round. Skier Lindsey Vonn is doing better and plans to ski this weekend. The 4-time overall world champion has been rehabbing her surgically repaired right knee and eyeing a comeback late in November with an eye on next year's Olympics in Sochi, Russia. And finally, rain wiped out the front half of the U.S. Open Tennis Championships, but the winners were Radenskaya, 5th seed Li Na for the women. On the men's side, Andy Murray and Martin Del Potro both advanced. Venus Williams was a second-round loser to China's Qi Zhang. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers.